Good Friday morning, church, and thank you once again for inviting me into your living room for a few moments to share God's Word. Today we are going to be reading the letter from St. Jude, and again, this is one of those little tiny letters that doesn't have any chapters in it. It's just a single book that has 25 verses in it. So let's go ahead and of course, the saving word for today is love. And Jude 1 through 25, the letter from Jude was written to warn against false teachers who claimed to be believers. In this brief letter, the writer encourages believers to defend and build on the foundation of their faith. So let's get right into the reading of Jude verses 1 through 25. All right, from Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and the brother of James, to those who have been called by God to live in the love of God, the Father, and the protection of Jesus Christ. May mercy, peace, and love be yours in full measure. My dear friends, I was doing my best to write you about the salvation we share in common, when I felt the need of writing at once to encourage you to fight on for the faith that was once and for all that God delivered for and to his people. For some godless people have slipped in unnoticed among us, persons who distort the message about the grace of our God in order to excuse their immoral ways and to reject Jesus Christ, our only Master and Lord. Long ago, the scriptures predicted the condemnation that they have received. For even though you know all this, I want to remind you of how the Lord once rescued the people of Israel from Egypt, but afterward destroyed those who did not believe. Remember the angel who did not stay within the limits of his proper authority, but abandoned his own dwelling place. They are bound with eternal chains in the darkness below, where God is keeping them for that great day on which they will be condemned. Remember Sodom and Gomorrah and the nearby towns whose people acted as those angels did and indulged in sexual immorality and perversion. They suffered the punishment of eternal fire as a plain warning to all. In the same way also, these people have visions which make them sin against their own bodies. They despise God's authority and they insult the glorious beings above. Not even the chief archangel Michael did this. In his quarrel with the devil, when they argued about who would have the body of Moses, Michael did not dare condemn the devil with insulting words, but he said, "The Lord rebuke you." But these people attack with insults anything that they do not understand, and those things which they know by instinct, like wild animals, are the very things that destroy them. How terrible for them! They have followed the way that Cain took, and for the sake of money they have given themselves over to the error of Balaam, that Balaam committed. That they have rebelled as Korah rebelled, and like him, they are destroyed. With their shameless carousing, they are like dirty spots in your fellowship meals. They take care only of themselves. They are like clouds carried along by the wind, but bringing no rain. They are like trees that bear no fruit, even in autumn. Trees that have been pulled up by the roots and are completely dead. They are like wild waves of the sea, with their shameful deeds showing up like foam. They are like wandering stars for whom God has reserved a place forever in the deepest darkness. It was Enoch, the seventh direct descendant from Adam, who a long time ago prophesied about them. The Lord will come with many thousands of his holy angels to bring judgment on all, to condemn them for the godless deeds that they have performed and all the terrible words that godless sinners have spoken against him. These people are always grumbling and planning and blaming others. They follow their own evil desires. They brag about themselves and flatter others in order to get their own way. But remember, my friends, that you were told in the past by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They said to you, when the last days come, people will appear who will make fun of you and who will follow their own godless desires. These are the people who cause divisions, who are controlled by their natural desires, who do not have the Spirit. But you, my friends, keep on building yourselves up on your most sacred faith. Pray in the power of the Holy Spirit and keep yourselves in the love of God as you wait for our Lord Jesus Christ in his mercy to give you eternal life. Show mercy towards those who have doubts. Save others by snatching them out of the fire, and to others show mercy mixed with fear, but hate their very stained, their clothes that are stained with their sinful lusts. To him who is able to keep you from falling and to bring you faultless and joyful before his glorious presence, to the only God our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, might, and authority from all ages past and now and forever and ever. Amen. And the key verse for today is Jude 20 and 21. Pray in the power of the Holy Spirit and keep yourselves in the love of God as you wait for our Lord Jesus Christ in his mercy to give you eternal life. Now, who are these godless people mentioned in today's reading, verse 4? How are they described? Just selfish. They want only what appeals to them, and they will go to any and all means to get that. And unfortunately, the warning that Jude gave out almost 2,000 years ago is so applicable today. We still have those people in our churches today trying to draw us away from the purity of God's Word. Let us pray. Merciful and loving God, I pray that you keep me from falling and bring me faultless and joyful into your glorious presence. To you, the only God, my Savior, through Jesus Christ my Lord, be glory, majesty, might, and authority from all ages past and now and forever and ever. Amen. Well, folks, that ends our Bible readings for this week. I wish you just a wonderful rest of your Friday, a wonderful day tomorrow on Saturday, and I hope to see us all in church on Sunday. God bless.